7 things about money which every young person should know around the world in their 20s in order to make a lot of money. I learned this after traveling to multiple countries, after representing our country at United Nations, then spending time in my family business, then starting my own company and failing at it, and then finally starting another startup and making successful to now raising millions of dollars. I've learned this the hard way, along with my friend Finance with Sharon, who's learned about money and researched about it in such depth that he's one of the biggest influencers on finance in the country. Together, we have listed out 7 points which are really important for every young person to remember in their life if you want to actually go ahead and be successful and want to keep your financial health intact. And finally, my book, Build Don't Talk, is getting launched on 25th November, but for you guys, it's available to pre-order. Click on the link below right now and pre-order the book if you want to understand how to build your personal brand, how to manage your money, how to make a lot of money while you're still young, how do I invest, how do best people and best entrepreneurs around the world invest and build multi-billion dollar companies, how to manage your emotions. Life is a race, we all know this. But how to win this race at a really early age is what I've written in this book based on not only my experiences. I've written this along with the top 10 people who are the greatest entrepreneurs and the biggest influencers in the country. So make sure that you order it right now because you never know, it might be out of stock soon. So click on the link right now. And once you have pre-ordered it, enjoy this episode of Figuring Out, which is a short episode of 7 pointers with my friend Finance with Sharon about how to make money and how to understand the really important nitty-gritties around the mindset which you need in order to make a lot of money. Seven things every 20-year-old should keep in mind when it comes to money. So here's with me, Sharon. We're going to talk about 7 things. Number one thing, which I feel is every 20-year-old today should learn how to make money through Wi-Fi.
Through Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Oh, how?
Like through using the Wi-Fi effectively. I think we both would agree to that. Like through internet.
Using internet. Okay.
I feel 90% of the people who are watching this have Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
And if they have Wi-Fi, they should know not only how to consume content on it, they should know how to make money out of it. Because that's the most, that's the easiest way to make money, A. And B, forget easiest, that's the most necessary way to make money in today's world. Because the amount of compounding which you can get through Wi-Fi, it's incredible.
And also, you get the scale also easily.
Scale is easy, compounding is easy. And the best thing is number one thing, which is there. If you learn how to make money through Wi-Fi, you will be learning how to make money through your personality or through your knowledge. And that's your moat. So in a perfectly competitive world where everything is competition, you don't have cost leadership, you can't command more margins, but you can if you learn how to make money through Wi-Fi. Right? You can stand out, and because your personality is different, Sharon is different, Raj is different, everybody will have their role.
And he's already made a lot of money through Wi-Fi.
Okay, right. So has Sharon. Okay.
All right. So my thing is, you need way less money than you think you need to retire. When I asked this question on Twitter, how much money do you think to retire? Less than 5% of the people said less than 10 crores, right? That is because when we think of how much money you need to retire, most of them think of it like a big pile of cash kept under the bed, right? We're not thinking about, okay, this money that you have saved is constantly working for you to make you last your entire retirement, right? So for most people, let's assume, even if you spend like 30 lakhs a year, which is a very comfortable lifestyle, no matter where you're living in India, you don't need more than $1 million.
Yeah.
Around 6-7 crores is what you need. But most people think, you know, give me like 20 crores, 30 crores number. That is because they're instantly thinking that 20 crores is going to remain as 20 crores till you die. Mm. That's the biggest learning for 20.
It's a very interesting thing because most of the times we don't have a number in our head, like how much money do I need?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to make money,
yeah,
but they don't know how much money do they need because they've never calculated as per their lifestyle, as per their aspirations,
yeah.
they've just looked at other people like, oh, 100 crore banana is very cool. 1000 yeah. crore banana is very cool. Like,
right.
You know, and that's the only number they're chasing.
True.
It's a good one. Like I generally feel like we all need lesser money than we actually think of.
Absolutely.
Nice. Good point. So number three point is, think of money like, no, okay. Money is time, not the price. Okay. So okay. spend money like time, not spend like you're paying a price.
Okay.
For example, let's say you want to buy a car. Okay. So when you're buying a car, think of it like, this is 3 years of my time.
Yeah. I know. That's not going to be one of my points. Damn it. Okay.
So,
yeah, but that's a really great statement. Because most of us don't realize that money is something that we invented. It doesn't really exist. And
exactly.
How has it been defined? Money is the reflection of the value of our time. It's as simple as that. We're just exchanging our time with each other.
Yep.
And it's represented as money.
Yep.
That's it.
And that's it. And that's thing. And I feel if people start thinking of that sort, yeah. they'll make smarter decisions yeah. in their life. Because then they know kis cheez mein sabse zyada time laga tha, to kaun si cheez wapis nahi karni aur kaun si cheez wapis karni aur kis cheez ko, which is even worth it.
Right.
Because let's say, if you are buying a car, which is 5 years worth of your time, but the charm of that car is only going to be for 1 year, you're making a stupid decision.
Right. True.
Right. So if your charm of your car is only 1 year, spend it like only like 6 months of your time so that at least you're having double the fun of the amount of time you've invested.
Mm.
So this is how I spend my money on. So I think of money as time.
Got it.
Right. Go with your
point. Okay. So my next learning is that you do not know what your risk-taking appetite is. Most people think that the amount of risk that you can take is only dependent on your age. So there's this famous 100 minus age rule. So let's say I'm 26 years old. And according to that rule, I'm supposed to invest 74% of my money in equity. Now, if you had asked me this last year, when I was planning to go to Colombia and I need 2 crores to pay next year, so would I have to put 75% of my money in equity? It's a stupid decision,
yeah.
right? So your age has nothing to do with how much risk you can take. It is only dependent on what the hell is that money meant for, right? So if I have no short-term goals coming, then I can maybe follow that 100 minus age rule. But most people in their 20s are thinking about higher education, are thinking about maybe saving up for a home loan down payment a few years from now. So you cannot put 70% or 80% of your money in equity. It's all dependent on the financial goals that you have, not the age that you have or the kind of person that you think you are.
Yeah. Nice point. I'll give you one more point, okay? This is, I think we already covered in the podcast, but I want to give it again. In your 20s specifically, focus on making more money rather than cutting costs.
Mm.
Okay. And here's why I say this. Because when you're in your 20s, you don't have major spends in your life. So the major spends which are going to drastically affect your financial life, and if you cut costs there, it makes sense. Let's say buying the fancy house, paying for your kids' future, paying for your, let's say, the lavish wedding, or going for a fancy vacation, or like buying a fancy car, right?
Mm.
These are the things, if you cut costs here, it's going to have a significant impact on your in your financial life, right?
Hmm.
But in your 20s, what do you have? Like
going out is the
going out
expense.
Is like, that's it. Like yeah. what? Like you just go out, party
right.
and eat and that's it. So instead of just thinking like, how can I not party? How can I not eat? How can I not experience more? How can I not go out and meet more people?
Hmm.
Think about how can I make more?
Basically, I would put it in this way. Choose the expense that you want to be lavish upon. So, for example, what people say is, you know, don't get a coffee from Starbucks or don't go out to lavish restaurants, eat inside. Mm. But I would switch it a little differently. I would say, if you want to do that, if that is important to you, you can do it. It's okay. But you need to cut down on something else. For me, that is not buying a lavish 50 lakh, 60 lakh car, right? Maybe be happy with the 15 to 20 lakh car. And that remaining 40 lakhs, I'll use it for, you know, going out to Starbucks yeah. and going to lavish restaurants. Or another area where I would cut down is my marriage expense. So let's say instead yeah. of inviting 1,000 people, half of them who I don't even know, just call 100 people
yeah.
and then save that 50 lakhs and then maybe go on 4 or 5 international vacations, right?
Exactly.
So choose your expense when instead of cutting down everywhere.
When are you getting married?
Not anytime soon. Not before 30.
Okay, no, but this makes the maximum sense to me because I feel most people are trying to cut costs here and there. I feel they should focus more on making more money
hmm.
because as you said, like income generation is going to contribute more to your wealth than you trying to, you know, cut cost. So focus on how can you find out more ways? How can you upgrade your skills? How can you use Wi-Fi to make more money? How can you use like passive income, compounding, like a couple of other things. So focus on making more money. That's 100% thing.
Right.
Like log, here's like, here's a very contrary opinion. Instead of learning the art of budgeting, learn the art of making more money, at least in your 20s. Mm. You need budgeting and everything post that, like once you have enough money. Mm. Right now, you don't have enough money. Like focus more on, so you know, you only have limited time. Let's say you have 4 hours a day. In 4 hours a day, if you're just thinking about how can I save more versus how can I make more.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to change. So that was my point. So you have a 6th point now.
Yeah. So my next point is when you're young, at least before you're 30, focus on investing in liquid asset classes. What most people make the mistake is in their late 20s, let's say after 4 to 5 years of working, now they're about to get married, you know, 27, 28, 29. They immediately go and, you know, buy this huge house on a house loan. Now that is 90% of your money tied up in an illiquid asset class, right? So I would say do not go for illiquid asset class until you have enough liquid asset classes to sustain the returns from which can sustain your lifestyle, right? So I would focus more on the liquid asset class building first and then go towards illiquid asset class.
It's a very contrary one, right? In your 20s, people say that, hey, focus on long term, focus on illiquid, you can afford it, you can do that. Yeah. And you say the contrary.
Yeah, that's because I strongly believe that. And I'll tell you what, most people think that, you know, you need to own something to enjoy it. Right? I don't need to own a car to enjoy it. I can just rent it. I can get it on Zoom. Mm-hmm. I don't need to own a house to enjoy it. You don't own this beautiful mansion of yours over here. 5-bedroom apartment. Right? You're renting it over here. So I don't need to own it. I can also rely on my friends like you to stay in big places. Right? So the point being, you don't need to own something because owning is much more expensive than renting if you think about it. When you consider the opportunity cost in play. You definitely can buy a house because, you know, everybody wants to, you know, call that, you know, have that feeling that I own this house. But you give it much more priority than building a liquid corpus for yourself because you don't know how empowering a liquid corpus is. Would you rather, the answer is simple. Would you rather have 5 crores in a house, live in a 5 crore house, or do you have 5 crore cash invested somewhere? Right? 5 crore cash can give you 40 to 50 lakhs income every year. A 5 crore house is a 5 crore house, right? You still have to work for a living.
Yeah. Plus, you have to spend on your house.
You have to spend on your house. So, I would choose this. I mean, people might have different answers, but I would say, I would urge people to consider this because this is much more empowering. Not only in terms of your lifestyle, but also in terms of freedom. You can do whatever you want, right? Mm-hmm. You can do things which you genuinely enjoy doing instead of working a job just to pay off this home loan EMI.
Nice. It's a good one. By the way, I only let you stay in my house because I know that you're going to get your penthouse soon and I can stay there as well. So you have to repay that, okay?
Which I'm also like renting, by the way.
Yeah, so you're not rented. Buying anything. You're Mumbai, rented fancy penthouse.
9 crores, 10 crores, no way.
Okay, so number 7 point is, I have 2 points. I can't think which one to think about. I would say this is very contrary, but wealth is generated by ownership, not trading.
Okay.
So what I mean by this, when you, anything which you own can help you create wealth, and anything where you trade your time and money won't be able to help you create wealth.
Right.
Okay. So when you trade your time over something, let's say we are trading time here. Example, right? So we are investing our time, we're trading our time here. So based on this, agar is 1 ghante mein I'm getting paid, for example, to talk like this, and I'm getting paid, let's say 1 lakh rupees.
Yeah.
Right? I'm trading my time to make money. That's good for income generation.
Not for wealth generation.
But for wealth generation, I need to own this IP and put it online and just let it be.
Right.
Because then probably today I'll make 10,000 out of this, but over a long period of time, I might end up making 5 lakhs out of it. Right? So everything you own helps you make your wealth. So for example, equity, real estate, your IPs, your coding, your media, everything that you own eventually helps you make money. Let's just think about the richest people around you. Even when we talk about the employees, right, in the company. And the CEOs who have made it big, they all are employees. But they've all made it more wealth by their ESOPs, by the stock option pool, than their salaries.
Hmm.
And even if they were getting salaries, they owned other people's equity and then ended up making money.
Right.
So think about, if you want to genuinely create wealth in your 20s, start thinking about what are the things that you can own which can help you make money for a long period of time, instead of just trading your time, effort, and money to make more things.
Hmm. It's a great point. Basically, what you're trying to say is, if the money that you're making is directly proportional to the time that you're putting in, you're never going to become
rich,
right? You're always having that hand-to-mouth existence. Or you might still have a good life, but not, you know, build generational wealth. Right? You will not be able to build generational wealth. Maybe that's not your priority also, to build generational wealth. You just want to make enough money to sustain your lifestyle and you're comfortable working 60. But if that is fine, okay, by the way. But if you are someone who wants to build so much wealth that you can build huge businesses around it, like impact other people in a profound way, then you need to build something.
I disagree with this point. I think I'd add to a nuance.
Huh. Okay.
Even if you, let's say, don't want to make generational wealth,
okay?
Everybody, every product has a life cycle, that they go up and they go down. Same, humans also have a life cycle, right?
Mm.
So our energies and focus today can help us make more money and put in the more hours. But as we grow older, let's say 45, 50, 60, then the value of our time will get lower because our energy will be lower.
Mm.
Let's say today you're able to pull off 10-hour workday, 20-hour workday. Okay. So you make, let's say, 1 lakh rupees per hour you make, for example. You're able to make 15-hour workday. You will make 15 lakhs.
Hmm.
Tomorrow, let's say, even if your time is 2 lakh rupees per hour, but you won't be able to give more than 2 hours.
Hmm. True.
Because you don't have the energy and the bandwidth to do it.
Right.
So at that time, what will support you? Only your ownerships, not your time. Because time will fade, because just like every human being, your skills are going to get irrelevant.
Hmm.
Your time is going to get less important. And your energy is going to be lesser.
Right.
So if you don't have something which is owned by you, of the people or of the company or of the products which are getting better with time.
Right. So then the only way to sustain during those times is that the money that you made before, that would have to be something that you own.
Own, yeah.
Right. Because if you have spent all of that, then you will not be able
so
to.
So whatever money you're making out of your time,
Buy
something. Like, you have that ownership over something so that later when you don't have enough time.
But that is the problem, right? When most people in their 20s to whom we are talking, they're not able to save enough and they feel like it is insignificant to save it right now. Right?
Okay. So here's the thing. When you don't have enough money, what do you have?
Time.
You have time. So with time also, you can own. You can own IPs like this when you have time.
Right.
So think about ways which are... ownership is different levels.
Mm.
One ownership is you own through money. One is through effort. One is through time. One is, okay? So with time is either you go and build stuff. With time is you start a side gig which you have, let's say something like this, which you started, the content, the IPs you're building. Or with time, you can start learning some skill which is required by other people and then own that consultancy. So when you have more time, you can build a company yourself. You can put in... let's say you can put in the effort to help that company grow so that you make money, or you can help build your own IPs or coding.
Got it.
So that's the whole point. Like, if you don't have money, you have time. And when you don't have time, I'm assuming that you'll have money.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. That's it. Boom. Thank you so much for watching this episode. If you found any value in this, make sure that you like, subscribe, share, comment with everyone around you, because you never know. Just one idea, one point can change someone's entire life. And if you feel that I've given you any value, please go ahead and pre-order my new book, Build on Talk, because this book, I've given my everything. I've been more transparent than ever. I've written every setback I've gone through. I've written about every little thing. About how did I get my first break on speaking? How did I make my first $1 million? How did I raise money? How did I build my brand? How did I reach out to the best people around the world? How did I get into UN and got speaking gigs around the world in more than 26 countries? सबके बारे में लिखा है. सो मेक श्योर दैट यू रीड एंड अंडरस्टैंड हाउ यू कैन डू दीज काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स फॉर योर सेल्फ एंड गेट ऑल द अपॉर्चुनिटीज विच द वर्ल्ड हैज टू ऑफर इन टूडेज वर्ल्ड एंड गेट सक्सेस क्विकली. मेक श्योर यू ऑर्डर द न्यू बुक बिल्ड डोंट टॉक बाय राजकुमारी. द लिंक इज बिलो इन द डिस्क्रिप्शन. अंटिल द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड, कीप फिगरिंग आउट.